due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
What is he doing with all this free time he's got that he can't answer my challenge? Is he, like, jamming on that new Dr. Dre record too much? Is he contemplating maybe revitalizing that rap career of his? I mean, whatever career he had as a rapper, I don't know. I mean, John Cena isn't straight out of Compton. He's straight out of action.
This is The Stinger, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. It's showtime, folks.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for August 15th. Holidays today, just a couple. It's VJ Day. VJ Day is the day to mark the end of World War II, and it's a relaxation day. Now, this one's for me, all right, and for all of us. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Flight Empire at Culver. Join us Sunday, August 22nd. Did I get it right there? It's August
23rd.
I'm sorry, 23rd. See,
takeover is 22nd.
That's right. Actually, you could spend the whole weekend in New York City. August 23rd, it's a Sunday. For WWE SummerSlam at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Starts at 7 o'clock, so I would get there early to get a good seat. Come hang out with us. We'll have stuff to give away. I've got a certain best-selling author's book that's on the New York Times bestsellers list right now that I'll have a copy to give away that night. So get there early. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long. Starts at 7 p.m. The pay-per-view does. I would suggest, like I said, suggest getting there earlier. That's August 23rd. WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And we're there also September 5th for UFC 191. It starts at 10 p.m. It's a Saturday night. Get there early. Flyweight champion Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson takes on John Dodson. It'll be hosted by us. We'll have a good time all, and it's a $5 cover for UFC. Nothing for WWE. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com and become one of us, the few, the proud, Rock City Roller Derby. And I want you to know, today, open show, no guest. I mean, after having Eric Young last week, who was fantastic, and had that little Tony Schiavone spiel, we've got all you today. So give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Yeah, call. We'll talk about anything you want to, and you can text us at that number. I want to let you know that standard messages and data rates apply. There, I got it in this week. 222-1280. You can actually text us to that if you're shy, and we will respond to your text on the air most likely. Let's talk about this past week. Danny, you got something? I see it, something stewing in your head.
I was just admiring the double D's in this side of the room.
That's right. Yes. It's another week of double D's. Let's introduce the casting crew. I have to tell people who they are. I'm the cast man, Richie, which I'm here with the boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy.
Grow up is a relative term.
It's a relative term. Well, relative, get it?
I was mostly grown up when I started the show.
And DC Dan Cole, who did not grow up on the show. Grew up on wrestling, though, and that's, you know, solidifies his seat here, and he is the man behind the tweeter today.
Again, I thought I only had a seat because I bring in donuts every week.
You know, doesn't hurt your cause.
No, it certainly doesn't. You know, I don't know what we do for the RTs.
It holds the seat. It holds the seat.
Yeah, no, it does hold the seat. And no, that does not. You're here. You're welcome. You don't have to bring anything, you know. It's appreciated. I will say that.
Very much so.
So give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. One thing I want to bring up to start the show, talk about a couple of things before we get into news, but what do you guys think about SummerSlam being built up without John Cena for a couple of weeks and only Seth Rollins coming out and cutting promos to start the show for the, what, the last four shows straight, I swear. He's come out and talked for 15 minutes.
I'm sick of the Seth Rollins promo opening the show. I like Seth Rollins.
Yes.
But enough is enough.
It's time for a change.
It's time for a change.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
I'm a black heart, damn it.
You're a nugget. All right.
I'm not a nugget.
I will say that it's been interesting having someone else's voice start a show for quite a few weeks. And Seth Rollins, it's just a test, I think, to, you know, what kind of pro he is.
I will say this, as stupid as it was, I laughed at the whole picture of John Cena with Seth Rollins' lips talking.
I've never seen that before on Conan O'Brien. I have no idea. Oh, no, that was...
It was the right amount of terrible that it was funny.
I loved it how they kind of kept his mustache out of it as much as they could, you know? They must have had like a piece of paper with the lips cut out, you know, that they were doing the blue screen over. But yeah, with that terrible nose. And then, of course, we saw the next night on Tough Enough that John Cena's nose is fine. You know, it's kind of silly that they're using Tough Enough to build up an angle on SummerSlam, you know.
They're trying to draw ratings.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, John Cena did better. They did better this past week than last. But I only see one person. The one guy who I thought from the very first week of that show who I still think can get the contract is a Josh dude. Nobody else has a chance on that show. But, I mean, I watch it just because, you know, it's interesting. Azizi guy's kind of crazy. Reminds me of a friend of mine. That's why I kind of like him a little bit, too.
I still haven't gotten to see a single episode because they don't put it on any of the other...
Really?
Sources. They don't put it up on the network.
USA doesn't post that on Hulu. They don't.
No.
USA does.
It's like the only WWE show you can't get on Hulu.
Yeah. I think that's interesting because it's, you know, I mean, it's the one that, if anything, they should be giving away for free so people will come back and watch it again because it's not doing that great. Steve Austin had much, much better numbers when the show he did, but also they didn't have fan voting on that. He's the one who kicked people off.
I guess they're actually looking to change the format of their Diva search that they were going to do because this format is not working for them.
This one is working for them?
It's not working
for
them.
No, it definitely is not because it's a popular vote. You know, a popular vote doesn't always mean the best. We've seen that before on American Idol.
Well, in the Diva search, it might be the way to go, but they're going to do that on the network exclusively, and I don't know how they're going to do the live voting on the network. It's going to be weird.
Here's what bothers me about that, though. They just did Tough Enough with male and female contestants. To me, it just seems like it's sending mixed messages. Oh, now we're going to do a Divas search. Whereas now that you have this legitimate, you know, revolution, quote unquote, going on in the WWE women's division with women that can actually work the ring, and now you're going to go back to having, okay, you're the hottest, so we'll give you a contract.
Yeah, the supermodels,
yeah.
The ones who can't wrestle until they go into training.
Right.
Does that mean Taryn Terrell's going to call us every week again?
I'll take that. Taryn Terrell, hottie, man.
She knows how to eat the tail.
Yeah, that's right. She knows what to do with Saran wrap. We'll just say that.
yes.
We'll just say that. But
best
never
research ever.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people are. I just got a text. Someone thought that Sting was going to be going to SummerSlam, and you can text us at 222-1280. The standard messages and data rates apply.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Sting at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be there in a official autograph mode, I guess, you know, in the public. But I don't know if they're going to use him. They said to be ready, and then they changed kind of backpedaled.
Supposedly, he
it.
Got into incredible shape.
He's always been in great shape.
Well, but I guess he, like, put it on even better, and he got in really, really good shape. And they said because they don't need him as a draw for SummerSlam, they might use him in September or October for those.
Oh, Night of Champions. Yeah.
Those special events or whatever they call them now.
The live? No. You mean on the network?
Yeah.
The pay-per-views? The former pay-per-views?
The former pay-per-views.
They're still pay-per-views to us because we get them as a pay-per-view.
We're going to show you how much it'll cost you if you buy it on cable. It'll be $59.99, but if you buy it on the network, it's only $9.99. This month is free.
Little flip sign comes up.
Yeah.
It's free every month if you just sign up that month.
Apparently so.
I was gonna say, in the way some of their pay-per-views have gone, the message they should be sending is, look at how much money you saved on this crap finish.
Yeah. True.
By not buying it on your cable box.
Yeah, we still have a non-finished with a bad taste in our mouth from the last pay-per-view.
You're going to get non-finished this match, too.
Oh, yeah?
How are you going to get finished to it? They're not going to give one of those guys both titles.
Why not?
They can't let John Cena top Ric Flair.
No, and especially, I thought it was interesting, too. So with that whole match stipulation going on now, Cena's latest gear... The 15-time championship. It's like, you're going to release that right before a match where he could potentially become a 16-time champion.
You never know. You know, I mean, we haven't seen it except for on Tough Enough wearing that shirt.
He I got the email saying, hey, you can order it now.
I know, me too. Did you get the, I get the emails too where they have like the superstars in the back telling me to order the, or to get the network. And they have like little movies or little 30-second videos of them telling me, you know, like the Big Show says, don't make me punch you out. And then he's like, order the network.
Big Show, I'll order the network as long as you don't cry.
Yeah, and please retire.
And please retire.
Oh, no.
No, no, I would not tell him that. He goes, who's going to retire me? No, well, not me, that's for sure. But what do you think about the build-up to SummerSlam? Well, how do you feel? I mean, is this setting up to be a big disappointment? Or, I mean, especially Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. I mean, they're giving Undertaker so much credence now and cred for what he didn't have before when he lost a year and a half ago.
Well, forget all the supposed build-up, what they're doing with all the booked matches. They finally have me excited for one match that was just announced finally. And that's Cesaro, Kevin Owens.
Well, yeah, that should be a good match. It was nice to see them also try to almost interject them into like the main event picture again with the giving them a shot at getting a title shot that night. And it was actually a hell of a three-way that they had with Randy Orton. It was a great finish, even though that RKO came out of nowhere twice. But, I mean, the build-up's all right. I mean, they're playing The Undertaker up huge like he's all pissed off because he lost. And that's good and fine, but this is a 50-year-old man and everyone kind of remembers that because he's looking at.
And that's my biggest problem with that match. It's you've built up, I've probably said this before, you've built up Brock Lesnar to be this unbeatable beast.
Yeah, now they have him backpedaling.
And now, yeah, some guy who can barely pick up Brock without his legs buckling is, people think it's going to be a legitimate fight or, you know, a decent match. I just think it's going to be awful.
But that's The Undertaker. He's special.
Yeah, you know what? He looked good. I mean, he didn't look too bad when he came back. I mean, you know, it's, I mean,
you can see his age in his face, though.
Yeah, and he's also, I mean, what, he's 58 now, I think?
He's not that high. I think he's just under 50.
No way he's not under 50. You are kidding me.
No, I don't think he's nearly as old as you think he is.
I think, yeah, but nevertheless, what I'm saying is they remember the pictures we saw like a couple weeks before he showed up with him bench pressing, like, you know, 300 pounds and, you know, I mean, he's you know, I give him a lot of credit. I think, you know, if he comes back and can put on a good show, it's great. I mean, you know what? This is the first time we've seen him twice in a year in a couple of years. You know, I mean, besides the fact that when he got destroyed by, I don't count that when he got destroyed by the Shield and then he disappeared for the rest of the year, like the day after WrestleMania or the week after WrestleMania. Yeah. I don't count that one because how old is he?
He just turned 50 in March.
No way. Wow. He hasn't aged well then, we'll say.
No, well, I mean, for as long as he's in the business, I mean, he's not supposed to age well. But he's also supposed to know, okay, I've reached my limit, time to go.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think he's going to win this match against Brock Lesnar. He's going to get the win back.
He can't win. He cannot win.
Well, what do you guys think? 2-2-2-1280 star 1280. What do you think? I neglected to mention when we started the show that Greg the Hammer Valentine is going to be at Frontier Field on August 29th. It's a Saturday. It's a couple weeks from today. And Greg the Hammer Valentine might be one of your favorite wrestlers. He's certainly one of mine. And definitely come check him out at Frontier Field in 2 weeks. Hopefully we'll have him on that day, maybe even in the studio if we can finagle it. I also want to send out my condolences to my friend Sam who from Rochester who called in all the time talking MMA and stuff. He passed away this past week. Sam was a big fan of the show as well as of MMA. I catch him in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, we feel bad for you and your family and, hope everything, you know, hope you guys can stay strong in this, hard time. But, why don't we go to break right now? I know Mr. Bringdown's gonna go to break with that one, but, let's do a little, Bray Wyatt. We're gonna talk more about SummerSlam on the flip side as well as a local wrestler who works for the WWE, who lives in town locally, actually got interviewed for the first time ever yesterday. And we'll talk about that in the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Then two of us take care of Barrett and Stardust at SummerSlam.
What was it going to be, the red arrow and the green arrow, huh? Here's the thing. I'm done talking about this. The parking lot is this way. I am not risking everything for you.
Tell you what. Whatever your lawyers want me to sign, I'll sign. Take full responsibility for what happens. Make the match.
You're doing this for the fans, Jeff? I don't care about the fans. I don't care about... I only care about me. And now you're walking around claiming to be the king of the mountain. Well, you're looking at the king of the world, Jeff. No, you know what? As far as you're concerned, Jeff, you're looking at God.
Six, only on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
You talk about being tough enough. You talk about being the Intercontinental Champion. What's really amazing is the amount of crap that comes out of your mouth, and you still have white teeth.
You defeated my partner, Austin Aries, last week. And you did it with your wrestling ability. You're that good, Spud. And I shouldn't be taking my aggression out on you. But you know what? I am. If you were in the ring with me last week, under the same circumstances, I would make damn sure that I would end your career.
Hi, this is Bobby Roode from Team Canada, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Call and Danger Boy. And you know, every once in a while I think about this. We've been on the air since November of 1998. What were you doing in November of 1998?
Reading phone calls.
November of 1998, we started this show.
I was a junior in high school.
We are approaching, what, 18 years this November? Man, I have no ambition. I'm kidding. Danny, where were you in November of 1998? I bet you're still in high school.
Freshman.
Oh, my
freshman
gosh.
Year of high school.
Wow. There.
Where was the artiste?
I don't know. I was just texting with him a minute ago. He's not available today, but he will be next week. He's doing some stuff up in Lake Placid with, I think the under-17 hockey team. He's been there for the past month, and he's doing a great job.
Is
so.
Going to see any other bands with V's instead of using their name?
Chavurches. They're actually a big band. I found that out post, when we were making fun of it, but they're a huge band, so. I think he was in grade school. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we got him before, you know, the boys dropped, as they say, yeah. You know, and so he had a different voice back then. But he's probably listening too. We love you, bro. And hopefully we'll be back soon. Let's talk more about where we were going. Luke Harper, Rochester's own first time interview, with a guy from Washington, D.C. What is the dude's name? He does a wrestling talk.
Chad Dukes?
Yep, Chad Dukes. Yeah, he used to be with Don and Mike. Or was it with Mike? Mike and Mike? No.
No, it was Don and Mike, and then the show's still on, I think. Big O and Dukes.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah, I know. Well, Duke, yeah, they work for DC. Is it not DC 101? I can't remember the 10. I can't remember what station.
Yeah,
it
I can't
is.
Remember either. But yeah.
Yeah, he was on yesterday with Dukes, Chad Dukes. He does a wrestling talk show, and first time we ever saw any sort of comments from. As Luke Harper, I will say, as Brody Lee, he's been here quite a few times.
Maybe his other names as well.
But it's interesting. You read some of his commentaries. You know, one thing that came out in that whole interview with him yesterday is he does do laundry, and he has multiple tank tops. And why they're so wet before he comes out is he likes to get going, get, you know, stretched out and warmed up, and it kind of gets him flowing, you know? So that's why his T-shirts are all nasty, his tanks there. Now, would you have guessed that?
They're pretty nasty to begin with.
Yeah, well, he does do laundry, so that's one thing we learned, yes.
Yeah,
so.
But you can stand
it's a headline there. Luke Harper does laundry.
I saw that yesterday, and I laughed.
I'm sorry. I just get a kick out of that. But now that he's available for interview, maybe, just maybe.
I mean, they're coming in September.
Yeah, September 26th, they're going to be here in Rochester. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster if you want to come, and they're going to be the Monday following, which will be the 28th, they're Raw in Buffalo. Don't go to Buffalo. Team House Show, right?
Team House Show.
Did you see them? By the way, see the picture the guy posted up with us and his little kids when we sat next to Michelle Beadle. What a great picture, man! I don't remember half these pictures people take, but man, it was a beautiful picture of us and these little kids.
Maybe I'll repost our photo of me, you, and Michelle. Danger Boy duck facing.
Oh yeah!
Prior to the event,
I don't know, but it's coming up, folks. Get your tickets. There's great seats available. You guys are all coming, right?
Yes.
I need to check. I don't remember if it was Danger or if it was Artiste, but whoever took the video when Daniel Bryan came out.
It wasn't me.
And we're chanting yes, and then he throws the towel to us, and I catch it, and we started screaming yes even more. I watched the video once and I nearly wet myself.
I wish we had video.
I forgot who had
the Bella Twin scene.
Yes.
The faces we got.
We creeped out the Funkadactyls by singing the theme to the Bella Twins.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, we know that.
And then the Bella Twins said we were drunk.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't quite know if they were saying we were drunk or she wanted to switch into Brie mode.
Same difference.
Well, she might have wanted to join you wherever you were. You know, and in fact, I think I was actually, believe it or not, getting an adult beverage.
Yes.
I was getting adult beverage when we were.
You got called out on Twitter for being a creeper.
Yeah, Michelle Beadle. Come on. Michelle Beadle, the ESPN star. What's the show she does? It's on every afternoon on ESPN.
She on Sports
Something
Nation
Zone? Sports Zone? No, Sports Nation?
She was on Sports Nation.
She still is. She's on okay. Sports. Yeah, she's on Sports. That's the lady who got me. So let's go to the phones. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You can call us or you can text us at that number. Just remember, standard messages and data rates apply. We've got Paul from Rochester. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How quick will I dump you off the phone? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, bud.
Well, I don't know. Is this a good help for all the folks there going to the SummerSlam party there at Sub Taurus next Sunday?
Yeah. I hope you're coming out.
Well, I'll try. But every time I say I was coming out, something happens.
Okay.
I don't even know which way I go sometimes. Well, that's not the reason why I called.
Okay,
I
hope that's besides the fact. Go ahead.
Talking about beverages, you know the Puerto Rican festival is next weekend. And if you're coming from downtown, avoid taking North Clinton to go to Salvatore's.
Okay.
Especially by Upper Falls Road. They had their own little Puerto Rican festival after 4 o'clock there.
Okay. So, I mean, it is a time to rejoice and have fun, and, I mean, it's cool that...
Well, they go over and do it when they have their fun. So
yeah, you know what?
You rock for all that year or something. Best way to go to St. Paul or Joseph Avenue.
Oh, okay. Alex, thank you for the warning there.
I lived over here for 5 years. I know what I'm talking about. I only live like 2-3 blocks from that area, and I wouldn't even go to Tops that day. they have their own little festival in that area.
Sure. Can you mention a few more sponsors so we can cross them off the list? Keep going. No, I'm just joking.
Salvatore.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Donuts. You got
no. No, Paul.
Anybody else?
Okay, now do you have anything to say about wrestling, or you just want to tell us to beware of parts of the city?
I should have did this next week, but because people are going to forget. But I would just avoid that area if you're driving. I wouldn't even take the bus because it is kind of dangerous. Every year they do that.
Don't listen to him, folks. It's fine. Come on out, please. But thank you for calling, Paul. I appreciate that. You call us next week and warn us again. Warn me what you're going to. Warn me what you're going to talk about, and then I won't let you. No, kidding. 222-1280 Star Toy is the number. He was just he's looking out for the folks. That's okay. I understand that. So we were talking Luke Harper there in his interview, a very brief one, but pretty cool. You know, it's nice to see him. Come out. You see his character in an interview. And I mean, if you read it, I read it as his character, so it's pretty cool. Some other stuff. We were talking about the buildup of the SummerSlam without a John Cena. I'm sure this Monday night is going to be the biggest Monday night since the Monday night before WrestleMania. I think everyone's going to be there. They're already threatening The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. Of course, John Cena will be there. Are there any other big surprises? Maybe Sting shows up? I don't know.
He will show up. Sting is showing up.
This Sting is definitely showing up?
There's going to be a lot of interference in the Brock Lesnar Undertaker match.
Sure.
Kane will appear.
Okay.
Sting will appear. Yeah, that's my call.
And
right
then Ziggler should be back too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I heard he's not coming back until after SummerSlam.
Oh, really?
Lana said.
Oh, yeah.
So Lana's waiting until after.
I thought he was, it was a perfect setup for him to come out.
Yeah, I thought he was showing up this week.
Last Monday when Lana was in the camel clutch or whatever they call it. And she was getting choked out by, Helmet hair there, Summer Rae.
Helmet hair?
Helmet hair. You look at her hair, it's kind of like a helmet.
Summer Crush.
Summer Crush. Orange Crush. All right. But someone just texted me that the Cleveland event, the same night as Rochester, Bray Wyatt's advertised. Uh-oh. Does that mean we're going to get no Luke Harper in Rochester?
That would be unfortunate.
Yeah, why? That's kind of a bummer because, I mean, you remember last show, how people went nuts for him. And he was taking on Ziggler, and they put on a great match, and people were going nuts. So I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, they had the match of the night last time they were in town.
Yep.
And then the whole feigned sportsmanship at the end. Ziggler offers the hand to Harper, and then Harper just destroys him.
It's the way it should be.
It's the way it absolutely should be, every single time.
And well, you remember we had followed it up. I think it was Ryback
was it Ryback Rusev?
Yeah, Ryback Rusev. Yeah. Which actually, Rusev, I mean, pretty impressive when that high kick he does. So
he's actually a pretty good athlete.
He is. He is. I mean, I'm a fan of his. I'd like to see. Hopefully that they're just kind of
a stupid storyline.
It's treading water. It's treading water until for what they're doing right now, because they have to wait for Dolph Ziggler to come back. You know. Then they'll do like a mixed match, I think, eventually. But we got Bill from Rochester. Bill, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. I was driving my way to work when I heard the sad news that, and this is not meant as a knock against John Cena, but I find it kind of sad that we may see Ric Flair's record being tied in the not-too-distant future. And it reminds me of a time when a championship belt meant something. It's one of the reasons why I don't watch much of any wrestling these days, is because it's too much storyline. I want to sit down, and maybe I'm just a little bit, being a shade older than Taker. Maybe I'm still the kind who wants to see two guys go at it in the ring. Again, like I said, it's not a knock against John Cena. I'm sure there are a number of factors. Certainly, management, the attention span of the fans.
Yeah.
Just to name a couple things, but
well, the best thing about pay-per-view or whatever they call it on the network is you get lengthy matches out of it. I mean, you never get them on Monday, and once every 10 years you'll get one of those 1 hour Iron Man matches on a Raw or something. But you're right. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Vince Russo, and I know a lot of people don't like him, but he made a statement about a month ago where he said, when we were doing wrestling in WWE, we would never take a commercial break during a match. That was a no-no. It's a common thing when you're watching Monday Night Raw. The match is less important than anything around it. So it just shows you that how things have changed since the early late 90s or early 2000s, and when they were, they should equate that to, let's say, hey, we were doing so much better. We had an 8-point whatever rating, and we were actually showing the full matches on TV as compared to now, where we go to break, come back, and then you get another 2 minutes of a match, and it's over.
Well, at the same time, the matches back then were also 5 minutes long.
Yeah, some of them were, but they still never broke during them, So,
If I could add one more thing. Again, comparing, I don't know if it's comparing apples to oranges, the Cenas versus the Flairs, but there was something unique about the champion back then. Whether it be even Backlund, and as bad a promo job that he did when he was champion, or Race, or Flair in his early NWA reigns, you knew that there was something unique about that personality, be it his wrestling ability, be it his showmanship skills. Somehow I just didn't get the feeling that it was prefab, if you know what I mean, that it wasn't made in corporate.
You're right. And Bob Backlund had an incredible amateur background, and they would always bring that up every time they talked about his matches. And it's like some of the ex-football players, every time their matches were brought up, they said, and he played, and like Jim the Anvil Neihardt played football for the Los Angeles Raiders. Or I can't remember. I think it was the Rams, one of those teams.
Right.
But yeah, but they would always, they would always bring up, especially the amateur wrestling backgrounds of a lot of people. And that's why Bob Backlund was given credit almost immediately when he joined WWE, is because he had a national championship under his belt, and he was from
and Kurt Angle in another generation.
Yeah,
Olympic champion.
Being from Minnesota too didn't hurt Bob Backlund, because that's where all the greatest wrestlers in the world came from at one time.
They constantly mention Brock's legit credentials.
Yeah, they do. But right. But there's a lot of guys who have no credentials that you just know them as wrestlers. And you rarely hear much about their background at all. And you're right, you don't get tuned in.
John Cena was a bodybuilder.
Yeah. John Cena drove limos for 3 years before he got his big break. You don't get a lot of that background on a lot of the characters, and it makes you lose that touch with them. I understand what you're saying completely. Ric Flair was really the first guy I remember who maybe he was a college football player, but not really beyond that. But he also had so much enthusiasm and charisma. It just overflowed. You couldn't stop that guy from being what he turned into.
That was what made him special.
It certainly did. And hey, Bill, thank you so much for the call and bringing up those
My
points,
pleasure.
Man. Please call back anytime, sir.
Will do.
Okay, 222-1280, star 12 is the number. That, you know, that does bring up a big point. There's a lot of guys out there who just don't have any. I mean, you get Titus O'Neil was a football player. You know, that, you know, they mentioned, was it Florida? Florida
yes.
State? Was it Florida?
Florida?
Yeah, they mentioned that quite, you know, often. But, I mean, a lot of guys just get dropped by the wayside. You don't really know, you know, really
where. They used to mention, I think Ziggler was an amateur wrestler. They used to mention that a long time ago.
And a male cheerleader.
And yes. A male cheerleader. Yeah, he
and
was.
A male cheerleader.
Was he Nikki? No. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. This past week, this is an interesting story. We'll see what you guys think about it because we got Team House Show. Last week, a fan threw a replica Money in the Bank briefcase at Roman Reigns, hitting him in the head during his match with Bray Wyatt at Saturday's WWE Live event in Victoria, British Columbia. Fan was arrested, but the charges were dropped later after he issued an apology. There were no injuries in the incident. A Victoria police spokesman said that the fan snuck the briefcase into the arena, and when other fans began chanting for him to throw it into the ring, he did. The 31-year-old man has been banned from all future WWE events. Now, is this the water boy? You know, Captain Inchino. How old are you, kid?
10, 11. Hey, I'm 31 years old.
31.
33 and a half years old.
So, what do you think about that? I mean, 31-year-old man, and the funny thing is he's older than Roman Reigns, and he hit him right in the head with it while he was about
to. They got lucky; it didn't hurt him.
Yeah, it was a plastic one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a you know, he. I don't know if he really snuck it in. They probably sold it to him out in the merch stand before he brought it in.
I was gonna say, I mean, there's other things they could buy and throw at you.
That's true. There definitely is.
It's just an extreme case of that. Nowadays, the audience wants to be a part of the show. And some people just don't know where to draw the line.
Yeah, actually, Roman Reigns was interviewed after this and said that that's exactly what he said. It's like, we're out there performing and everything, and when the fans are chanting for this guy to throw something at me, you know, he said that people are trying to become part of the show. It's like the guys when you go to indie shows and they're wearing the championship belts around in the beer line and stuff, you know. The guys that, you know, and then they talk a big game, but they're just wearing ones they bought off of eBay or stuff. And no disrespect, Dan. I know, Dan, you have a lot of treasured ones.
Oh, yes.
And those, you believe me, don't go to Dan's house if you're looking for wrestling belts, okay? Because he didn't got any but maybe 12 or 13.
Only a couple.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And he has them in cases, and no, it's nice.
I had to hurry up and buy them before I got married, so, you know, so, back when it was still my money.
Yeah, so, but it's very cool. It's very cool, but you don't go wearing them around out into events.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Number one, I can't wear them because rather rotund.
You could put them around your shoulder if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could. Like there have been a couple events where I've brought one, but it's just to take part in the experience to have some fun.
Well,
it's not to, hey, look at me. You know,
there was a series of guys when we were going to those Buffalo shows, those ones at the ballpark, where these guys would come. There'd be five of them, and they all have a belt on, and they would start stuff in the crowd with people, and they would start stuff with people in the ring, you know, because they had beer muscles going on at the time or something. And so it's, you know, it's, there are people out there like that, and like I said, this guy who hit Roman Reigns in the head is older than him, and Roman Reigns is kind of shaking his head, going, this guy's older than me, and he's throwing stuff at me in the ring.
At least it's this era now. Back in the day, they used to stab you.
Yeah, really, it could have been a lot worse.
It used to be a lot worse.
Or actually, Roman opens up the briefcase, and inside there's a note that says, anybody but you.
That would have, oh my gosh, that would have been perfect. They would have had the film crew in there. We got Steve from Bristol on the line. Steve, how's it going today, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Great show as usual.
Thank you. Come on, join us for SummerSlam next Sunday, the 23rd. You're more than welcome to join us.
You got it right.
My buddy's got the network at his house. That's the only problem, you know, down here in Canandaigua. I don't know
where
he's
going to watch
or not.
Yeah, but where are you going to walk? The network's not going to give you a free Daniel Bryan Yes book for showing up. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
The network doesn't bring pizza to your table.
That's a very big enticement, Rich.
Or wings.
Or wings.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I miss, I know he died a couple weeks ago, Mr. Piper. And I remember when he hit. He and Lou Albano, I think Cyndi Lauper were out there, and they were giving someone. Piper kind of turned heel at that point. He took a picture frame or whatever it was and whacked Albano over the head with it.
Yeah, yeah, that was in the middle of Madison Square Gardens. That was the score to settle the war or something like that, I think. It was the, or it led up to it. Yeah, that's when Roddy Piper, That's what started his whole, see, Albano at that time, who had been a heel manager for years and years and years, was actually the face manager with Cindy Lauper there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I remember him in, the end, in, the other one there, the one that, Vince McMahon bought out, the Monday Night Wars. He was, he played the good guy against Hogan and Bischoff. Oh. The NWO.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Were you talking
and I
about?
I remember Heenan Hogan got confronted by Piper, and Heenan goes, "I know Piper. He will not back down."
Yeah, Piper. That's when Piper was doing the whole icon thing. He had the T-shirt with the icon on it, and he said that he was, you know, Hogan might think he started wrestling, but I am the icon, and it led up to probably one of the most famous WCW matches, which was Piper versus Hogan in the main event of Halloween Havoc, in which I believe the pay-per-view ran over, and we got did they get cut off? I think. Oh no, it went so long that they had the main event was pushed back to the next Monday night because it was Diamond Dallas Page
and Goldberg,
and then
actually a really good match.
Yeah, and it got pushed back because the pay-per-view went so long with Piper versus Hogan that they had to they couldn't show the match.
Who ended up winning the match now that you brought it up?
Oh, I think Piper put Hogan out. He put him in the sleeper, and he was out cold in the middle of the ring. And Piper had he had a great run in WCW. I think he did, at least. I mean, they brought him in and said, "You're going to be one of our figureheads. You're going to be an authority." And he ended up, you know, being I thought he was a pretty good character, you know. Unfortunately, you know, Roddy kind of worked his way out of a lot of different places, and that's what happened with WCW. It's a shame, man. He was a great dude. He was good to us, and he will definitely be missed. And he did have his funeral this past week. It was this past Wednesday. A lot of WWE people were there because WWE was in town. SmackDown was in town. In fact, China was there. Did you hear the story?
Oh, yeah.
China. She actually was invited by Piper's wife, and she kind of confronted Triple H, or tried to, except for the fact that Triple H was surrounded by security, so she couldn't get that close. But there was a lot of stuff going around on Twitter about her and Sean, what's
Waltman?
His name? Yeah, Sean Waltman.
X-Pac.
Yeah. There's a lot of people talking about it, but it's a shame, you know. I mean, Roddy Piper, 61 years old. He said that he probably lost 15 years of his life due to his lifestyle of wrestling. So.
Well, now, does he have a son that's in wrestling?
He does. His son Colt, who actually trained for MMA, now he's training for wrestling. Who knows? He's taller than Roddy. You might see him sometime in the future.
Colt, how old is he?
Colt Toombs. I think he's like in his early 20s now.
Yeah. I think he had four kids. I think Piper had four kids.
Yeah, he had three girls and one boy. And Colt, I think that's how it went. I know he definitely has two girls that are acting in Hollywood. So he's definitely got a handful of kids, you know. And, you know, it's a shame that, you know, like I said, he passed, and we're going to miss him immensely. So.
Oh, I miss him a lot. I hope old Rick stays around for a while, because he was another one of my he was one of the best heels of all time.
Well, he's been drinking formaldehyde for years, so you don't got to worry about him going any place.
Oh man, he was the best. Now what what's the war with China now? You said that she confronted Triple H.
Yeah, she did. She had a falling out. She's been trying to get herself into the WWE Hall of Fame this past year. She's been going around and touring the country, making a documentary while she's doing it. And she's been, you know, saying some outlandish things about Triple H and some of the people in the WWE. And she went to apologize to him or something about some of the stuff she said that kind of came out. And, but they don't want anything to do with her. And, you know, who knows? Somebody's going to have to come. I mean, you know, Mick Foley's been trying to play intermediary between them, and it's not really working out. But she's got a lot of, water under the bridge that may keep her from ever, you know, showing up again. But she, you know, she's trying, though. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing she ever did in her life. I'm not talking about, and she had a post-career in films, we'll say. That
films.
We'll just say
that was
films.
Being very polite.
Silicon Valley Films. But, Steve, we got to run, buddy. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, nice talking to you guys. Thanks.
Okay, remember, if you want a chance to win the Daniel Bryan book, y'all got to come out next Sunday to SummerSlam at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And we have to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Neville is right. You just keep going on and on and on and on. See? The WWE Universe knows all you do is go on and on and on and on. And you know what? Especially the Cesaro section is sick.
I'm your first real friend you've ever had, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty cool, though. Yeah,
of course. This is the thing. Bray Wyatt continues to talk about family. The only thing I know is Luke Harper will do anything for Bray.
But Bray Wyatt wouldn't do the same thing for Luke Harper.
We're brothers. You guys aren't even friends.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I'm tired of hearing about the myth of the Undertaker, and I'd like to hear more about the myth that surrounds Brock Lesnar.
They try and tell you that all human beings are inherently evil. Something has to happen. And when it does, it flips like a switch. But me, I'm a little different. I was born holding the devil's hand. What's your excuse?
Hey, this is Stryker, and this is the Pain Clinic. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy, the Double D's in Studio 2.
What a sight it is.
Usually is.
My eyes never get sore of seeing Double D's. So usually I get in trouble because of the computer. Never mind. Hey, welcome
just
back to the show.
Just try to squeeze us, okay?
Yeah, I kind of want you know we're going to be out at Salvatore's in the Garage Door 1 week from tomorrow for SummerSlam pay-per-view. Come join us. 7 p.m. it starts. Goes to 11. It's summertime, man. No kids are going to school. Bring your kids, man. Kids love this stuff. And we're going to be giving away Daniel Bryan Yes book as well as some other stuff. And I'll have the new Pain Clinic t-shirts out there for you. Pink Pain Clinic t-shirts. You can buy one. Maybe we'll give one away. Who knows? We've got lots, you know, lots of other things to give away. Well, I hope you come out. Get there. It starts at 7, so get there between 6 and 7. Get a good seat. Now we're going to the little town of Henrietta and our good friend Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you know, fans wanting to get involved into the action in the WWE or any ring. You just had Brett Gardner from the Yankees get hit by a ball when somebody threw it back onto the field after a home run. And, I mean, you know, I got to think about a baseball being hurled is, you know, more dangerous than a plastic money in the bank.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Those both happened, I think, on the same day.
Yes, they did.
And the thing is if neither of them sold them, neither of the guys sold what happened. You watch Brett Gardner get hit in the back of the head with a baseball. He doesn't move.
Right.
But then you see security grabbing the kid in the crowd really quick. It was a little kid, too. He didn't have a lot behind it. But when Roman Reigns got hit, he thought he was about to get whacked by Bray Wyatt with a kendo stick. And so he thought Bray Wyatt hit him. And so he was kind of selling it until he realized that everyone stood up and were, like, walking around to figure out what the security went tearing into the crowd. And it didn't hurt him at all, he said. He just, you know, he went stood in the corner and waited for it to everything to die down before they continued on with the match. But, you know, it happens. We've seen infamously in Rochester, there was a Monday Night Nitro that happened here where the Ultimate Warrior was supposed to emanate from underneath the stage in a trap door. And because a fan ran into the ring, it changed. They had to change the whole thing that was going to happen. And it was during the whole, what was it, OWN, O-W-N, when the One Warrior Nation was going on.
Yes.
They were building up for a huge payback pay-per-view for Hogan to beat the Warrior. And I remember that's the same night Davey Boy Smith got slammed on that trap door in the ring and hurt his back. And it caused him to get, you know, because he was on painkillers after that, it caused him to have the addiction problem he had. I mean, there might have been other issues in his life, but that was one of the ones he could recall saying, when I hurt my back after being slammed on a trap door on a Nitro, which, of course, was in Rochester, that's why, you know, I started taking the pills and, you know, ended up being the downward spiral of his life. So things happen. I've seen Earl Hebner do the, you know, like they're like uneven bars, knocking someone out of the ring as they're trying to run in Rochester. Stuff happens all the time. It's just, you know, I think it's a little bit tamer now. Like we were talking earlier, nobody's stabbing people.
Right. And as far as you were talking about the length of matches, I mean, nowadays it seems like it lends credence to the match. Like, oh my God, a Divas match went to commercial? And, I mean, Russo wasn't around when you had the WWE app, and that changed a lot because they're using the WWE app to, like, hey, still check out what happens as we go to commercial break. Because you can watch it on the WWE app. And, you know, if you really want to see, I mean, they'll show a few things if something major happens. But otherwise, you know, you have continued coverage through the app, and that's what they're counting on.
Yeah. Do they still do that? I haven't been on my app in forever, you know. And I don't.
Neither have I.
I don't know. They used to. I don't think they do that extra app stuff anymore because they got the network going on now.
Right.
And the app's more of an avenue to the network now than it is just for, you know, watching in between stuff. But it used to be a lot. They said, go to the app right now and don't miss any of the action. And a lot of times you get a headlock for 3 minutes, you know.
Right. Now, you see Cena winning because it would make more sense that if he's outbated the U.S. title, he can't defend them both and at the same time. And if he's elevated the U.S. title, then you'd want the U.S. title, then you'd want somebody to beat him for the U.S. title, getting credibility for whoever beats him for that title.
I'm guessing that this might be an opportunity in which a certain Money in the Bank. Real Money in the Bank suitcase is going to be used to end the pay-per-view. It only seems logical when you have two belts on the line, and then there'll become some ruling where they'll have like a tournament for it, which I think is great. I love tournaments. Love to have a tournament for the U.S. title on the flip side, and then just have Cena and Sheamus have like a series after that. It seems like a perfect way to lead into it. So we'll see. But we'll see. I mean, I love what Seth Rollins is doing. I hate to see him give up the belt, but you know what? I'm tired of his promos starting the show, you know?
Yeah. They go on and on and on. Yeah. And
exactly.
Kevin Owens, I mean, I know he's fighting Finn Balor for the NXT show the night before. Is that just kind of like to fill his rematch for the title, or is he going back down? Because I've seen like postings that in future NXT taping events, he's been carrying their belt out to the ring. I don't know.
Spoilers. Yeah, he's supposed to be taking on next Saturday night. He's taking on Otami for the heavyweight.
Finn Balor
for the heavyweight title.
But in those spoilers, he was never announced as champion, and he worked most of the TV tapings. He's been doing both. So it's really weird that they had TV tapings a week before they have a major takeover show like that. But
yeah, people can complain like they do about TNA about that. Yes. It's like, oh my gosh, they have all these things they've changed, and now it's out there and before the pay-per-view.
But they
can
also run the fact that he just stole the belt and was running, because every time they mentioned he had the belt, he was running away from somebody.
But we don't know what the commentary is saying, so I guess we'll have to wait until that happens, you know. But yeah, it could be the case. I mean, honestly, he went from the top of the mountain down to Cesaro, and Cesaro is getting quite the push with the Cesaro section. And I hope Cesaro's in Rochester when they come September 26th, so we all can have our Cesaro section.
You said that Bray Wyatt was in Victoria, British Columbia last week, right?
Yes, he was. That was
Luke Harper was in Australia.
Oh, so we might have separate Wyatt family members. Okay,
he had a koala in Canada.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. So we might get Luke Harper here in town. We hope that works out that way. You know, but, Dave, I think that, I'm loving Kevin Owens, but I'm just so scared that he's going to get pushed back down the line, and maybe he will be back in NXT. We know Samoa Joe is in NXT right now, and, you know, there's a lot of potential. A lot of people are saying someday everything in NXT will be in WWE. So, who knows? But, Dave, we got to run to break. Thank you so much for calling, man.
All right, take care.
We'll talk to you next week. And next week's big show, not the big show, a big show, Because first of all, the cash man is not going to be here. DC Dan Cole is going to be the man.
Oh, got to put on my hosting pants.
Yeah, I got to put on your hosting pants. You can even do it from there. I might call in, though, because I'm going to be on the road and I'll be listening. Because, you know, I love the even when I'm not on the show, I still love to talk. So
need a call screener.
But yeah.
Anybody know anybody?
Whoever's going to be sitting in my spot will not have an open mic. So they might be able to do call screening as well as everything else. So, but we got to go to break. One last chance to give us a call. 222-1280, star 12. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
One day, your grandchildren, they will ask you, what was the greatest accomplishment in your life? And you will tell them, I saw Seth Rollins in his prime.
This is David Crockett, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic.
Well, Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, the Double D's, and me's.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Oh no. We got one short segment here before we get out of here. Let's go through some quick news. WWE Hall of Famer Kevin Nash is going to be brought to New York City for SummerSlam weekend by the company.
Are they going to give him Johnny Ace's scooter so he can get around?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what is going to be up with Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash hurt right now? I don't know, but he will be there. He could be appearing at one of the panels or signings. Some other news. John Cena is going to be all over TV this week coming up. He's going to be on the Today Show twice this week coming up. Monday and Thursday, the 9 o'clock hour, John Cena will be co-hosting the show. He's going to be on Late Night with Seth Meyers on early morning Friday. So that would be Thursday night, Friday morning, I think. Is that when Seth Meyers is on at like 12:30?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be August 21st. He'll be on at 12:30, so check that out. Some interesting news came out of Destination America. WWE was meeting, some of their executives were meeting with Destination America recently. Destination America, you know, is the home of TNA, is the home of Ring of Honor. And could it be soon the home of WWE Superstars and Main Event, who don't have a distribution spot in the U.S.? The only way we can watch them is online or the network.
If that's the case, then you won't be seeing TNA and Ring of Honor on there.
I think it'll be another day. I think they want to do all of that stuff. I don't think they can't have it exclusive.
Usually pretty specific. They don't want other wrestling on their networks that they're on.
Yeah, usually I would say that's the case, but you know, you can't come walk in and say get rid of everybody else and we'll put our stuff on, especially if it's competing with something else that they're doing already, which I think believe it is, isn't it? Thursday nights? No, there's nothing from WWE on Thursday nights, is there?
SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, duh. Not Thursday. It's Wednesday nights. Is it Wednesday?
NXT.
So they'd be competing with themselves, I guess. But hopefully not. But we'll see what happens. They met with them. They're talking about putting these shows someplace. And if it comes on, and Destination America could be the wrestling network to watch. I don't have a problem with that. I think TNA and Ring of Honor do. Because Ring of Honor lost their 8 o'clock time slot. Which I don't know if you realize that or not. We no longer have a Ring of Honor 8 o'clock anymore. The only time you can catch it now is after TNA. They're trying some different things with an 8 o'clock time slot, like searching for Bigfoot and some other stuff that they do on that channel. I'm not really sure what's going on. Now, Diva Rosa Mendez announced she's pregnant. I think I mentioned that last week. I'm not sure. But so she'll be disappearing for a while. And, of course, Daniel Bryan's book's still on the bestsellers list. We got to get out of here. Next week's going to be our huge SummerSlam show, and not only is Danny going to be hosting it, but we're going to have a special old Pain Clinic co-host who will be showing it. And I'm going to leave it a mystery as to who it's going to be, but we'll have a
He's older than I thought.
Yeah, and we're going to have a returning Pain Clinic co-host to come join us next week. I want to thank you for listening, and you know who knows, maybe we'll get an interview too. But thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week, and feel the pain. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and everything, and we'll see you next week, folks.